The High Peaks Music Festival brings internationally acclaimed musicians and stars of tomorrow to the Berkshires. The Grand Italian Tour is the theme of the 10th edition of the festival, which runs from July 23rd to August 2nd, presented by Close Encounters with Music and hosted by the Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts. The 10-day festival, directed by internationally acclaimed cellist and our dear friend Yehuda Hanani, offers a combination of concerts, lectures, and masterclasses, open to the public and featuring distinguished faculty, artists, and outstanding young musicians from around the world. To tell us more, we welcome Yehuda Hanani and board member of Close Encounters with Music, Michael Wise, to the roundtable this morning. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
A great pleasure to have you on the program. Yehuda, we have certainly met before talking about this event, which only seems to grow and get more special.
Yes, it is. We added a vocal program to our festival, which goes very well with the theme of the summer. It makes it possible for us to present operatic material with the faculty member is soprano from the Metropolitan Opera, Danielle Tanamantes, and her husband, who is a baritone. And the theme, as you mentioned before, is Italian. And for centuries, young men and women in Europe would make this almost ritualistic pilgrimage to Italy as a rite of passage before they could join society as educated adults. And that's what we are going to do with our 45 students who come from all over the world. And we'll have a musical grand tour of Italy, all the way from Vivaldi and Scarlatti to contemporary music, going through some of the great opera composers with our vocalists, mixing faculty and students with concerts, discussions, masterclasses.
So let me ask both of you of why what it is about having a theme like that of the Grand Italian Tour of what that allows you to do in programming.
I find that when you focus on a theme, there it helps to concentrate. It's a 10-day festival, so we don't have months to spread. This way we have an immersion in a theme, and students leave with a certain understanding and certain concept of what Italian art, what Italian aesthetic is, what the magic of from the Renaissance down to our own days.
In a way, it's sort of the brand, too. Close Encounters connects music to the rest of culture. Yehuda does a wonderful job at each concert with an opening lecture doing precisely that. And I think music in its cultural context is a richer experience.
When you look at the program, because as I mentioned in the introduction, there are so many elements of this. There are the concerts, the lectures, the master classes. But really at the core of it are the students, correct?
Yes, of course. The main idea is to bring students over, and we don't have orchestral program. We don't have anything that detracts from the direct relationship between students, faculty. We eat together in one dining room. So it's a very intimate, very intense. It really is a sort of a boutique operation compared to a department store, if you like to make this comparison.
I don't know how it operates. Do the kids have a chance to put together their own ensembles and try out things?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Well, you have time to play with each other, as it were.
Yes.
When it comes to the students, how do you bring together these
students? We receive videos from literally all over the world, from China, from Korea, there's a student from Switzerland, from Mexico, across this country. And we match them according to their level of playing, and we try also according to age. Mm. So the string quartets or trios are compatible in artistically and also personally.
When you have the audience come in, and as you mentioned, these are all open, all these programs are open to the public, what does that add to the equation?
Usually people come and they spend half a day with us. They can have lunch with us. They can talk to the students. They can see how a piece of music is prepared. It's like going to the kitchen before having a gourmet dinner and seeing the chef at work. So trying to see what the composer is trying to accomplish or trying to... it's a revelation of sorts for the audience as well as for the students.
It's really ear-opening. I recall a master class you did in Rensselaerville a few years ago, three students doing the same bit of music in master class format, and you found something interestingly different about what each of them was doing and got each of them to improve it in a different way.
Yeah.
There were many in the audience who said, oh, is that what goes on in a master class? I'm going to do some more of these.
Well, that fascinates me. So is there a right answer in the sense of what those, to use your example, of those three varieties, is one of them better than the other? Or are they interpretations? And how do you gauge that?
We were talking before we came to your studio about what is beautiful sound in music. And I was trying to convince Michael that there is no such thing. That
because I began
did he convince
position.
You? Did
no,
he convince you?
He did not.
Okay.
You know, the kind of voice that you choose for a piece or the type of interpretation has to be integral to the piece itself. So if you take an opera singer and you ask them to sing a spiritual, it's going to sound funny, even though the voice is very beautiful. On the other hand, Louis Armstrong's voice was not beautiful, but it suited so well the material that he sang that it's just it becomes one. So there are a lot of interesting points that audiences as well as students can learn when we discuss those issues.
Mm. And do the students tend to know? Can they differentiate often?
You can tell right away. You can see the light bulb going on.
You can
on.
See that.
Oh,
yeah.
You can see that. Yeah.
That must be a wonderful moment
it
for
you.
It
is a great moment. Sometimes they burst into crying just because it's so overwhelming, a moment of revelation of some sort.
Because they hear it deep within, and then they're able to produce it.
They're trained to play the notes, and what I'm trying to do is show them how to play the music, which is a little different.
Vastly different. I sing in so many choruses with people who think that the game is to decipher those ink spots.
Right.
That's
right.
Where you begin. That isn't where you end.
So it when you add in the faculty in the lectures and the master classes, what does that add to the experience?
Students have told me that what they experienced in 10 days with us equaled a whole semester at school. That's how we, which is not an indictment.
Take that, school.
If the faculty's around all the time to interact with, that can make a huge difference.
Yeah, and if a student has a question or a member of the audience has a question, they can have a cup of tea with us and continue to talk or discuss or clarify.
I don't mean to. I'm not looking to cause trouble, but are the audience? You find your audience to be informed on such those are helpful suggestions, or are they sometimes?
All I know is that people love to come.
Yes,
and many of them come to our concerts at Close Encounters, and we have a tradition of reframing new pieces or familiar pieces in a different way that really makes you. Rediscover a piece of music or rediscover the purpose of a composer. And that's what we are doing with the Italian material this summer.
Give us a sense of how the festival will unfold the 23rd through August 2nd.
Well, I have the schedule in front of me.
All right.
Sort of the highlights of it, the big events for which an audience is really welcome, are the two concerts on Sunday, July 28th, and on Thursday, August 1st, these are faculty concerts, the Souvenir de Florence at the St. James Place will be Tchaikovsky, Vivaldi, Rossini, and who is Salvatore Sciarrino?
He's a contemporary Italian composer.
And then on August 1st, the Years of Pilgrimage, including Liszt, Years of Pilgrimage. And is that when you're playing the Puccini Quartet?
Yes.
Yes.
Puccini wrote operas, but he wrote one movement of a string quartet.
And you'll be performing that.
We are going to perform it.
And that will be at the Allen Theater at the Berkshire School at 7 o'clock on August 1st. In the meantime, there are lots of other events which are open to the public, and I have several flagged here that I am going to certainly attend. On Wednesday the 24th, Italian Arias and Art Songs with Daniela Talamantes and Kerry Wilkerson. Being a singer, I've got to go to that one.
Mm-hmm.
One on marketing yourself. at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's obviously important to the kids who are looking for a career.
This is interesting because the profession is changing. And we have an retired American Express executive coming to actually speak to the children, to the students, how to brand themselves, how to present themselves, how to package themselves as professional musicians.
Thursday, July 25th, the lecture on the mystique of Cremona. Why did all these violins come from northern Italy?
Yeah.
Friday.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Viola as hero, right there. There's a certain oxymoron right there.
No viola jokes, please.
Okay. On Harold in Italy.
Yeah, Harold in Italy, of course, is a Byron poem. He also made a pilgrimage to Italy, and Berlioz made a pilgrimage to Italy, and we have a combination of the two.
Also on Friday the 26th at 4 o'clock, a workshop on the acting singer, or putting the bell into bel canto.
And this is done by Jay Lessinger, who is conducting in Glimmerglass now, the Ghost of Versailles.
Glimmerglass Opera Festival, yes. Beautiful. Cooperstown.
Saturday the 27th, Vocalizing the Keyboard is a master class at 10 o'clock in the morning. Alexander Starkman. On Tuesday, July 30th, a workshop on contemporary Italian repertory with Miranda Cookson. She's a pianist.
She's a violinist.
Violinist. Yeah. So that's right, the contemporary violinist. And on Wednesday the 31st, Yehuda is doing a talk on Venice and Leipzig, Vivaldi and Bach. That's also the day for the Buddy Day concert.
Yes. You want to tell Joe about that?
Well, Buddy Day.
Buddy Day is a collaboration between Close Encounters and the student in the educational programs in Pittsfield and Albany?
Albany.
We bring in the kids who are studying strings in school programs for a day of collaboration with their conservatory colleagues. They have a lesson, rehearsals, and a joint concert at the end of the day. It's been going on now for about 5, 6, 7 years?
Yes.
When I joined the board, I suggested this because I happen to know somebody who was running the program in Pittsfield, and it has sustained.
Taken on a life of its
Taken
own.
Taken on a life of its
That's
own.
That's good. We have 30 seconds. Anything else you'd like to share?
Well,
do we get to everything?
One thing I didn't mention is the 7:30 Moonlight Sonatas every night the students
get the concert hall to themselves, and they present like a marathon every night, showcasing their gifts.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
What a wonderful thing that they can do. The High Peaks Music Festival, the Grand Italian Tour, runs July 23rd through August 2nd. Festival events will take place at the Allen Theater on the campus of Berkshire School, at St. James Place in Great Barrington, and at additional locations in the Hudson Valley and the Berkshires. You can find out the complete schedule by going to Berkshire High Peaks Music.org. BerkshireHighPeaksMusic.org. Yehuda, Michael, thank you so much. A great pleasure to have you both
here.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful festival. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.